time. I think the fans are ready for some good leadership and some good, positive, optimistic viewpoints. And they're naturally interested in certain positions and how they're going to change, because their style is going to change so dramatically from what it was. But I think he's got a great staff. And Gary, tell him his point of view. I mean, he's seen it. He's seen changes before. But I like what they're doing. I think they're going the right direction. I think they're going to be competitive this year. I don't think there's any doubt about it. There's a one thing about it, there's not a lot of difference between winning and losing. Another thing is, boy, I'll tell you what, you just have great enthusiasm.
That was Ken Hatfield yesterday in the zone. That music freaked me out. I'm like, are we going to break again? We just got back. But that was at the end of a top of the hour break, so we had to run along there. That was the hard break. Couldn't help it. But anyways, great having Coach Hatfield on. A couple of his former players joining us, one in studio. Ricky Williams, good to see you.
Good to be here, Justin.
And on the Revolution Hotline, we have Otis Lloyd. And both these guys have the distinction of being former teammates of David Basil's, as well as playing for Coach Hatfield. Otis, welcome.
So
how are you?
Hey, pretty good, man. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Great to have you guys.
And Basil was a teammate of ours.
Okay.
Much better.
I guess everybody would probably would say it that way, except for David himself. So,
absolutely.
What about Coach Hatfield? Anything that stands out to you as far as memories for playing for him? Since we got a chance to spend some time with him yesterday, Otis.
Well, I tell you, for me, it's great to hear Coach Hatfield's voice. Hadn't had a chance to catch up with him in a long time. And you're talking about a great man. That's what he was. And Ricky and I were fortunate enough to be a part of his first recruiting class. We were all recruited by Coach Holtz, and he got let go in the middle of recruiting. Coach Hatfield came in the middle of the recruiting season and maintained us as individuals. He wanted to offer a scholarship to. And the guy carried himself always as a first-class individual and had high expectations of all of us. And I can't say enough positive things about Coach Hatfield.
Now, were you going to Arkansas regardless?
No. Yes, I was. I was going to go to Arkansas. I was born and raised in Stuttgart.
Right.
And I was committed to go up there to Coach Holtz, Coach Hatfield coming in. I mean, it was great to have him come in, but I was one of those kids that had a dream to play at the University of Arkansas after seeing him play Texas one time during a recruiting visit. And I was recruited by a few other schools, Memphis State at the time, and mm-hmm. a few other schools. But I knew I was going to be a Razorback the whole time.
Well, Ricky was not quite so convinced. He was committed to Coach Hatfield, but not necessarily the Razorbacks. He was telling me a great story in the break. So tell me about how this came about. And Coach called in a special favor maybe to get you on campus.
Yes, he did. Back in 1984, Coach Hatfield and I talked, and he was at the Air Force Academy. And he had convinced me to go to the Air Force Academy. And I had gotten selected to go to the Air Force Academy. So when Coach got selected to come to be the head hog, he called me again. And I said, hey, Coach, I'm sold on the Air Force Academy. So anyway, I go on a recruiting trip. Otis, Kerry Hall, all these big-time guys, Keith Jackson, all those guys are there. They leave us in the recruiting room for like 2 hours, me and my buddy Anthony Chambers by ourselves. So I said, there's no way I'm going to the University of Arkansas. So anyway, I get off a plane, and I had headed to VMI. They were recruiting me as well. I get off a plane. There's Fred Goldsmith waiting for me at the airport. All right. I said, Coach, you guys left me for 2 hours. I'm not going to the University of Arkansas. So anyway, Coach Goldsmith says, go home, think about it. And I get home. My mother says, the governor called you. I said, no way. She said, yes, he did. Here's his number. Call him back. So to appease my mother, I called the governor at the number that she gave me. And sure enough, Governor Bill Clinton answered the phone. He answered the phone and
hey, Ricky.
And he said, Ricky, that they made a mistake. And I would appreciate if you would go to the University of Arkansas. And so what's an 18-year-old going to say is that, yes, sir. So, but anyway, once I got to the University of Arkansas, Coach Hatfield is a golden man. He taught us a lot. He really taught us that the little things make a big difference in life. And, I love that man. And he gave me a chance to go on to play, to be first team all Southwest Conference. Mm-hmm. And to me, that was a great honor, because I was playing with guys like Johnny Holland and all those great linebackers. And so Coach Hatfield did a lot for me.
What if the governor of Colorado had called you? good done then. He'd have really been torn then, huh?
No, not as much clout as Governor Clinton.
Bill's pretty convincing.
There's no doubt.
I've heard.
Yeah, I mean, he could talk me into just about anything.
Yeah.
And here's the great thing about the former president is I know people who had total dislike for him. You know, I don't like him. I don't believe in him. I think the guy's full of it. And they met him one time, melted.
Absolutely.
Charmed like nuts, and never went back.
Absolutely. I heard when you shake his hand, I heard he has one of those stares where he stares into your soul and doesn't look away. You have to be the first one to look away, or else he'll just sit there.
He did that to me. He shook my hand, he looked right in my soul, and he said, "There ain't much in there, boy."
Well, here's the thing. After every game, when I signed with the University of Arkansas, at every home game, he came up to me and he said my name.
Really?
He remembered my name.
Wow.
Otis, if you would have played hard to get, you could have gotten a call from the governor.
You know what? I'm kind of thinking I was short-changed there. I should have held out a little bit. Maybe I should have held out and somebody would have given me a buzz. But maybe they knew I was punk already.
It all worked out okay.
It was all good.
So you're bringing your company to town, and you guys have a special event that you're partnering with Life Champs, and people have certainly heard from Ricky before and familiar with what they do at Life Champs here, but talk about what your company VTO Sports does and what you guys will bring to War Memorial in June.
Well, I tell you, it's really a company that was started by three individuals, two other guys that are partners that are a lot like Ricky. We're all good student athletes, played college ball, graduated from college, fortunate to go on and have pretty good business careers. I spent about 12 years with NASCAR, about 4 or 5 years with IMG, which is the largest sports and entertainment company in the world. Another partner, Terrence Lachey, worked with me at NASCAR, and we had another guy that worked for Duke Energy here in Charlotte, North Carolina. And we all had play ball. We had sons that were going through the recruiting process. One kid went to North Carolina. My son played at App State. Another guy's son is playing at the University of Charlotte. And we found out there was a lot of parents that just didn't have a knowledge of what was going on when it came to athletes being recruited. So about 6 years ago, we decided, just as on a whim, let's start a company to help parents and help athletes get a little more exposure and be prepared for some of these big events going on. And we grew from one event in Charlotte to now we'll do 28 national events this year. We have a partnership with the National Football League where we run NFL Prep 100 events. And so Ricky and I were talking on the phone with some of the things that they wanted to do with Life Champs. And he said, you know, hey, maybe we could do an event in Arkansas with some of the things that we've done with VTO Sports. So we're going to come there in the middle of June and do a two-day event. Part of the event will be combine-based. A lot of the things that you see at the National Football League combines, whether it's a 40, a shuttle, a vertical jump, some bench press. And then we're also going to do a camp part of it where we have a lot of ex-NFL guys that are going to come in and work with the athletes to help prepare them for what they want to do, whether it's in high school or in college. So that's a big part for us on field. The most important thing for us, though, is we have an extremely beneficial off-field piece where we have an individual that's been a high school counselor for 20 years that understands all the ins and outs from an NCAA standpoint. We want to make sure that parents understand and athletes understand that no matter how good you are on the field, whether you run a 4-1, you bench press 500 pounds like Ricky Williams, if you don't have the academics that Ricky has and had in high school, then your opportunity to get in college is nil. So we spend a lot of time off field. We have a partnership with NCSA, which is a National Collegiate Scouting Association, who comes in and gives a whole recruiting talk on that, and we think the athletes in Arkansas and surrounding areas can benefit from it, but it's not just the athletes, it's the parents. So we're excited about it. We think it's a good opportunity, and hopefully we can make an impact.
To Otis's point, this is the only major camp that's coming to Central Arkansas. So this impacts not only Central Arkansas, but all these states and cities that surround Little Rock.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say, you know, what do you think? You talk about the parents and the kids not knowing a lot about the recruiting process and some of the things that go along with it. What is something that is the most frequently asked question about, you know, what's my kid going to go through, or what do you feel you're getting from these parents? What feedback so far?
The biggest misunderstanding, I think, for any parent and athlete is GPA. You know, you take weightlifting, you know, you take some of the other classes that count towards your overall GPA, that has no bearing on what it takes to get in college, because colleges speak in terms of your core GPA. And it's the biggest awakening when you show someone, you know, give me your transcript, and you walk them through, and they say, I have a 2.7. They say, well, hey, let's remove weightlifting. Hey, let's remove, you know, some of these other classes that may not necessarily count towards college. And it goes from a 2.7 to a 2.1. Mm. And then you realize on a sliding scale, when you count the ACT and the SAT, what you have to make to get into college, it means that ACT and SAT are a lot more strenuous. So what we are trying to get them to understand is the thing that you can control the most is what you do in the classroom on a daily basis. The higher that GPA is, and again, the core GPA and the classes you are taking, the higher you get that grade, the easier it's going to be for you. And the other thing that's happening now is the NCAA is changing the rules. So a kid that's a freshman today, so a 2016 or 2017 graduate, it's gone from a 2.0 core GPA to now you have to have a 2.3 core GPA, and there's a certain amount of classes that you have to have completed by the end of your junior year. So it's some of those things that you know, kids just aren't thinking about. It's not their fault or anything. It's just one of those that you need to know, and you need to have a plan so that you're hitting all your marks so that you don't have a problem where you end up, you know, you're in the middle of your senior year and Coach Hatfield or a person like that can offer you a scholarship and they go, well, what's your grades? And you can't accept the scholarship. And that's the worst feeling for a parent or an athlete to be in that position. And our goal is to make sure that no athlete ends up in that position.
That's a good point. I never was good enough to be recruited by anybody except a fraternity on how good I could do a keg stand. But
you did well.
Exactly. I had friends who were very good baseball players in high school and recruited by Iowa State, did not have the grades to go.
That's right.
It's sad,
right.
And you hate that. I mean, and we were just talking about kids, too, in a little bit different light. I mean, there was a kid at Colorado and a couple of guys in the NFL, too, that have gotten themselves in some trouble. But, you know, again, without an opportunity like this for, you know, kids, you can have all the skill in the world. You know, if you don't get the opportunity, it doesn't help you a whole lot. And it's good to see, you know, getting people thinking about this early on, about what they're going to have to do to put themselves in position. As you said, it's a lot more than how much you lift, how fast you run. It's about making sure you give yourself the opportunity.
Well, that's what Life Chance is all about. I mean, that's the bottom line. You know, we mentor kids, and it's not about us. It's about the children. And these guys that we're trying to develop into great athletes, it takes time. You know, someone spent time with me, Ed Johnson down at Sunset Park with the Sunset Tigers, spent time with me to help me develop into an athlete. He also told me that I need to make my grades, and my mother and my father worked with me alongside of that. But a coach is probably one of the most important people in a child's life. And to have an organization that focuses on kids and to help kids go further in life is a great thing, and I'm glad I'm a part of it.
Yeah. And to Ricky's point, I mean, the one thing you know about an athlete is that they're willing to put in the work. I mean, these kids don't show up and they're excellent. I mean, they're taking time, whether it's on the basketball court or the football field or any other sport that they choose. And if they can put in that time, then we know that they know how to go to work. It's just you have to put a plan in front of them and say, go tackle the plan as well. And I think in a lot of cases, those kids are willing to do it. But if they're unaware of it and if they're not preparing for it, then, you know, we all know what happens then. And to Ricky's point, I mean, the thing that Life Champs is doing for athletes, I think is fantastic.
You can sign up at lifechamps.com. It's $150. It's a two-day deal. How long will we go each day?
We're going from 9 to 5 on the 18th all day, and we're going to provide lunch. And then we're going from 1 to 5 on the 19th. And so the guys can come out, have a great time. Otis is very modest in what he says. You know, he's also associated with Rivals.com, 247Sports.com. So these guys are going to be around ranking these kids. There are a lot of kids here in the state of Arkansas that are listed by Rivals that are not ranked. And these guys can come out and get another chance to work out for Rivals and get ranked. So it's all about the star system, baby. If you can get 5 stars.
Get that exposure.
Exactly. So come on out and join us. And I can't thank you guys enough for having me.
You bet. What's the age group?
The age group is rising. That means going to the 7th grade through the 12th grade.
Okay.
So there's a large age group, and Otis and his group at VTO are well-versed in working with this age group. And, you know, the younger guys are starting to now get into the marketplace. And when I say marketplace, they're getting ranked to get exposure by college team.
Even
by college
earlier school. Now, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. There's a kid, I don't know where he's from, but he already has an offer from LSU and Alabama. He's in the 8th grade.
We talked about that a while back, yeah.
He's a beast, though. Yeah. He could play right now.
See, but here's the thing, though. There's a lot of kids out there that are beasts, that are not being noticed.
Sure.
And there's a lot of kids right here in Arkansas that need to be noticed.
That's it.
Yeah, you're absolutely on. Hey, and if I can, before I get off the phone, I want to give a shout-out to my Stuttgart Ricebergs who won the state championship this year.
Yeah,
and,
Coach Elmore.
And I know that, oh, yeah, baby. And I'm sure there's some of those athletes that are going to benefit from this.
You know that. They actually played – we do a kickoff event every year, Otis, and they played in that and started their season at War Memorial. They ended their season at War Memorial. So the Ricebergs made that their home away from home this year.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we're going to beat – and tell Ricky, we're going to beat Parkview back in the day with him and Keith Jackson.
Don't
and,
think
and,
so, buddy.
Andre Chambers and James Rouse.
No, don't think so.
They let Southside spank them in the championship, and we would have beat the heck out of Southside.
Don't think so. They only got us by three. You know, they had a good game plan, but they only got us by three, and no one else could touch us in the state.
It's good to see you guys have gotten over this.
Yeah, I know.
A few years ago. June 18th and 19th. Mark your calendars. It's a great opportunity for kids going into the 7th through the 12th grades. And, again, lifechamps.com to sign up. And if you want to find out more about what Otis is up to, vtosports.net. And you can find out more information about that. Otis, thanks for everything. We appreciate it. Hope to maybe get you in studio when you're in town.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. Take care, and look forward to seeing you next month.
All right, very good. Thank you.
See you, Otis.
Take care. All right.